Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Philadelphia needs a lot of things, but I don't know. They won the Super Bowl last year, and they're in position to maybe do it again this year. But a lot of drama in Philly. Amber, give me a New Year's resolution for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I feel like the Philadelphia Eagles might be, you know, like that couple that, you know, fights, but then it's hot. You know what we're talking about? Goldhammer?
They make up well. Yeah
you know, I'm a lawyer. I'm married to another lawyer. It's not always peaceful over here up in this household. You know what I'm talking about. I feel like that's
healthy. Yeah.
It certainly works for us. I can tell you that. You know what? It could be a little boring if everything just goes smoothly and according to plan and everybody's copacetic all the time. Now, that works for some people. It doesn't work for others. And I'm not sure it works for the Philadelphia Eagles because apparently this drama helps win them Super Bowls. I don't quite understand it. I don't know why you want those stories in the press or why you want them permeating throughout your locker room, but it feels like every season there is drama within that organization, and all they do is end up winning and end up finishing seasons on high notes and doing well in the postseason. I just think that their New Year's resolution should be that people feel confident that Sirianni is a good coach, because he may be the only coach that's won a Super Bowl and still people tend to question him throughout the regular season. So that should be the Eagles' resolution.
Can we agree, if the Eagles are one and done in the playoffs, they're probably going to fire A.J. Brown and not fire Nick Sirianni, and that, I think, should be their New Year's resolution. I think that relationship has run its course, Amber, and I think there is some sucker of a team that's going to give you, I don't know, first-round pick quality in exchange for A.J. Brown. I just think it's too much drama. They've already won a Super Bowl with him. I think they need to improve other aspects of their offense than just a wide receiver. And I think it's weird that whenever he has a good game, they tend to lose. My resolution for Philadelphia, break up with their number one wide receiver. I'm Aaron Goldhammer, Amber Wilson, in for Evan Canty and Michelle on Sportsmanlikes on ESPN Radio. You can watch us on the all-new ESPN app. The Cincinnati Bengals need some things in 2026. Amber, what's their New Year's resolution?
They need health. I mean, that's really what they need first and foremost. They need a healthy Joe Burrow, and they need a happy Joe Burrow. And I don't think you're going to get that until you improve your defense and give him an opportunity to get a little rest offensively on that side of the ball. So health first and foremost, and happy Joe B.
I think getting him happy would be nice. I think defense. In the first round for the Bengals, you know what position I'd draft? Defense. In the second round for the Bengals, you know what position I'd... defense. And I even think about trading one of the wide receivers if it helped me improve that side of things. I think...
Would that keep him happy, though? Would that make Joe Burrow happy?
I think winning is what would make him happy, Amber. And I think having two high-priced number one receivers has led to a lot of empty passing yards. They're an empty calories team. I think they'll probably win on Sunday. Congratulations, throwing for 450 yards against the Cleveland Browns to get you to win number 7 or 6
Burrow deserve any heat for that? I don't feel like we talk about that component, because they paid those guys to make him happy. And at the time, everybody's talking about you have to pay those guys. You can't be cheap. You can't be cheap, Cincinnati. Like, their history. You have to pay those guys to give Joe Burrow his weapons to make him happy. And now look where we're at. If they had spread that money out more, it might have ultimately worked. Maybe the quarterback shouldn't be the general manager.
Look, receivers are sexy for fantasy teams. Offensive line is sexy for winning.
Right.
Defensive line is sexy for winning. And I think that's where Cincinnati needs to invest more of their time and their resources. The New England Patriots are next. They might have the number one seed. Some off-field drama, though, Amber, this week, certainly in New England. What do you give them for the new year?
Yeah, it seems like they're standing by their guy right now. Listen, I think for the new year, their resolution should be an AFC championship, right? Nothing short of that, because when you've got the coach and you've got the quarterback, now we can start having the conversations about actual championships, actually competing in a postseason. Maybe they don't need to win one right away, but certainly inching their way towards appearing in one very, very shortly here over the next couple seasons. That should be their New Year's resolution, because they've hit on the coach and they've hit on the quarterback, and that's obvious to the world.
I think their New Year's resolution needs to be just appreciating what they have. You know, Patriot fans, what'd you have? 4 years where you were kind of down because Brady was gone, and then another franchise quarterback who's likely to win the MVP just falls out of the sky right into your lap. You should say thank you more often in New England rather than trying to pick on Belichick or complain about this or that. The Red Sox aren't spending enough money. No. I want a whole series of calls on WEEI this afternoon where you just say thank you to Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, Drake May, because you have it so great, and you need to realize and appreciate just how great you have it.
Go ahead. You want positivity on WEEI. Yeah. That would be something.
I want them to say thank you.
Everyone's happy.
Do you know what Cleveland would be like if we had 6 Super Bowls and a franchise quarterback? Oh, my. The happiness. The businesses would be booming. The sun would be shining. Taste better. Everything would be so glorious. That's where our New Year's resolutions. I'm Aaron Goldhammer, Amber Wilson. We're in for Evan, Canty, and Michelle. If you have a New Year's resolution for your favorite team, either college or pro, we are taking those now so you can get it on the record. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can hit us up. News on Sportsmanlike Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. There is a rather large game coming Sunday night in Pittsburgh. We will preview the AFC North Championship between the mediocre Ravens and the mediocre Patriots next. I'm Aaron Goldhammer, Amber Wilson. We're in on ESPN Radio, and you can watch us on the all-new ESPN app.
The NFL on ESPN Radio.
The Rams are the team to beat, period, end of story.
Week to week, team to team.
He's got it!
And one thing that I think they would love to do, win one, in the home of the San Francisco 49ers.
Let's go. The NFL lives here. ESPN Radio.
This college football moment is brought to you by ServPro.
College football teams have moments they recovered from and made it like it never even happened. Like on September 24, 2016, when Tulsa found themselves down 31-0 to Fresno State with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. Tulsa fought back to tie the game at 41. And then won 48-41 in double overtime.
ServPro. Like it never even happened.
Your last chance to get Disney Plus, Hulu, and the ESPN app for one incredible price. With the ESPN app, you can watch some of football's biggest postseason games, including epic bowl matchups, the college football playoff, and NFL wild card and divisional playoff games. Get it all for $29.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Disney Plus Hulu ESPN Bundle.com for details. Ad-supported plan auto-renews at regular price, currently $35.99 a month. Subject to change unless canceled. Ends January 5th, 2026. Terms apply.
Tis the season. Shop your holiday needs at Fort Thompson. Great selection of hunting and outdoor apparel. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, boots, waders, and gun safes. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood or FortThompson.com.
At CertaPro Painters, we know that a happy place comes in many colors. Like ones that inspire a sense of wonder. Or a new flavor that makes life just a little bit sweeter. Or one to celebrate those moments that lift you to new heights, at home or at work. We'll make your happy place your own. CertaPro Painters. That's painting happy. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at CertaPro.com.
Ready for action? Your Little Rock Trojans are turning up the heat. Be there when the Trojans take the floor at the Jack Stevens Center. On January 1st, as the women take on Tennessee Tech at 3 and the men at 5 p.m.
Every play,
every shot. It's the hottest game in town. Get tickets today. Single game tickets and multi-game ticket packs are available at LRTrojans.com. Don't miss out on the action. Get your tickets now at LRTrojans.com.
Southland Casino Hotel presents a Harlem Gatsby New Year's Eve. Velvet and Vice meets Flappers, Feathers, Fortune, and live entertainment all night long. Wednesday, December 31st from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., 25 winners will share $16,000 free play or cruise into 2026 in a BMW X3. Then January 1st through 3rd, the Million Dollar New Year Roar. 75 hourly winners share $75,000 free play. And at 10 p.m., 15 winners will be selected to receive free play for a year. Only at Southland.
Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help, call 800-522-4700.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evans Presley Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
103.7 The Buzz. We'll do the talking. KABZ.
unsportsmanlike.
We handled adversity well, and we had to play our best ball. And yeah, we did, other than today.
It is incomplete, and the Steelers' hopes of winning the AFC North title here today in Cleveland have evaporated. They will now have to defeat the Baltimore Ravens in Pittsburgh next weekend.
We've been here before, and so certainly we got a big week ahead of us, man, in the big game in Akershire next weekend.
The problem for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, though, DK Metcalf, Amber, is not walking through that door anytime soon, at least not until the playoffs, if they make it. I'm Aaron Goldhammer with Amber Wilson. Unsportsmanlike's on ESPN Radio. We're on the ESPN app, and you can check us out on SiriusXM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive. Save when you bundle RV and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com. That is progressive.com. Amber, I got to apologize to the New England Patriots. I guess in the last segment at one point I called them mediocre when I was trying to call either the Steelers or the Ravens mediocre. The Mediocrity Bowl is the AFC North Championship game, Sunday night, 8:20. Obviously, the Patriots are having an excellent year. They've beaten one team with a winning record, so I will throw that out there. But they're having an excellent season. They could even be the number one seed. Although I think
Denver, I like how you just insulted them as you were apologizing to them.
Because I'm jealous of them, which is
understandable. So am I.
Which is totally understandable. We're taking New Year's resolutions for your teams before we're previewing the Mediocrity Bowl on Sunday night. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On this New Year's morning, we go to Josh, who is in South Carolina, is on ESPN Radio. What's up, Josh?
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year. I got two quick ones for you. First one, happiness and thankfulness that my team's actually in the playoff hunt, and that's the Carolina Panthers. I know it's not good enough for some teams, but for the first time in 8 years, we have a snip of a chance, and I'm excited. The second one for you guys real quick is an offensive coordinator would be nice. Dave Canales seems like an awesome coach. I just feel like there's something about he won't throw the ball downfield. And if you remember back in the day, Leggett used to take post routes to the house at South Carolina. So
yeah.
Open the playbook, please, brother.
You know, and that is my guess going to factor into what happens on Saturday. Carolina, by the way, for people that don't understand this, could win that division at 8-9, Amber, if the Falcons beat the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So Carolina really has the inside track here, because if Tampa wins that game, then they have to sweat out the Falcons-Saint game on Sunday and hope that New Orleans wins, because Atlanta could create a three-way tie that would make a mess of that division, which is a mess anyway. I think the offense is getting slowly better, Carolina. I don't know that I'd give Bryce Young a giant contract extension, but he's proven that he could win some games.
Right.
Some of their wins, Amber, they've beaten the Packers. They've beaten the Rams this year in Carolina. Like, some of their wins are impressive.
Yeah, which is what you want. And you want the improvement. You want the step forward. You want to feel like you have the right coaching staff. I think it's reasonable to feel confident, like that caller just did, if you're a Panthers fan in those things. I'm with you. I'm not handing Bryce Young a crazy contract, but also I do think he's showing you enough that you could have some hope here for the future. And I think right now being in the hunt is what you wanted. Like, that is a massive step forward for the Panthers. So they take on the Bucks. That's a game at 4:30 on Saturday. Obviously a huge one there. And listen, they're a 500 team. Like, it's not, we don't need to get crazy over it, but it's such a massive improvement. And that's really when you've got a new staff coming in, you've got quarterback questions, and you would draft as high as they did, and is he undersized, and all that stuff that happened. All you needed was step forward, and this has been a significant step forward. So if I'm a Panthers fan, I'm thrilled with where they're at so far.
Can I request a transfer to the NFC South? I mean, if I'm another team, I'm trying to remake the divisional structure so that I get a couple of games against the Falcons every year. Jonathan in Indiana joins us on Unsportsmanlike, a potential future home of the Chicago Bears. What's up, Jonathan?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, my new resolution for the Colts is we need a quarterback. We need to stop getting these old quarterbacks from other teams. My wish is we can figure out a way. I mean, I don't know. We don't got... Ballard's already traded away all of our first-round picks for, I don't know, till like 2028, so I don't know what we're going to do there. But we need to find somehow to get a good young quarterback in there.
Daniel Jones isn't going to – I mean, I know he's coming back from injury, Jonathan, but I think he's probably going to be the plan for the Colts moving in. I don't know how else – I mean, they could try to go out and get Mac Jones or something, but I think probably Daniel Jones is going to be the guy, Amber.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, I would imagine, because of what he did show before the injury, but it's not really on the Colts this particular season for not trying to get the younger quarterback. Not only did they bring in Daniel Jones, but remember a guy named Anthony Richardson? So even if these quarterbacks aren't working out, and largely because of health, by the way, that's the situation that they ran and why they went to Phillip Rivers. They didn't bring in Grandpa, and I love grandfathers. I want that on the record. There seems to be some confusion in the control room in Bristol. I don't know what's happening there. I've loved this Phillip Rivers experience, okay? We need to bring more grandpas back into the NFL.
No, we
but
don't.
You're not bringing in grandpa. You're not bringing in grandpa because that was your plan moving forward or because you were not at a point of desperation. That was just trying to throw something against the wall and hoping it sticks. But they were there because of health. They weren't there because they didn't have any sorts of plans in place. They did try to bring in the young quarterbacks. And frankly, they're going to have those two guys moving forward. I don't know if they work out for Indianapolis, but if you're worried about age, neither of those guys are old.
Amber, grandpas can be NFL head coaches. Grandpas can be NFL owners.
Stop. He proved that a grandpa can play in the NFL.
He
came in with zero preparation. I know he didn't get the wins, but the way that he was effective against those defenses, the way that he was, those audibles at the line, it was like poetry, Aaron, the way that he was reading those defenses at the
watch
line.
Him not put the ball was not poetry necessarily.
Well, they're so, listen, it can't all be perfect, okay? He is in his mid-40s, but you and me are around the same age. We're around, I mean, I'm not,
yeah.
Phillip Rivers much, much older than me, but you know, we're all in our 40s, and he was taking one for all of us, man. He was out there, he's representing the 40-somethings. We all still got it, Goldhammer, if he still got it.
Is that the best option for the Colts then, is just to go to another old guy and bring in Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, no. That is not the best option.
Are you sure?
That's what they've been doing for the last 5 years. They brought in Matt Ryan, they brought in Phillip Rivers twice.
Carson Wentz,
who's not old, but plays like
old. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, but he plays like he's old.
That's a veteran QB, though. I think what Rodgers is going to do is, I think he waits until like November. I think he does what Rivers did and rides in somewhere on a white horse just to lose three games and not get a team to the playoffs, but then get a lot of credit for it. It's an odd hill that you're on with Phillip Rivers. I mean, I know he wasn't. Certainly, you could have done worse, okay?
You could have done a lot worse. It was not embarrassing at all. The man was in his mid-40s and hasn't played in 5 years.
Yeah, but it didn't work. The goal was to win.
Well, okay, it didn't work. The bar is a little bit high. That's a steep hill to climb. I'm very impressed with what he did, frankly, because people going into that experiment, Goldhammer, people were calling it downright reckless, right? People were acting like his life was going to be endangered, and that's not at all what happened. So that was a win from that perspective. It was also fun. I've never rooted for the Colts in my life. I was rooting for Grandpa out there.
To your point, my dream of being an NFL quarterback is still alive. I'll be 43 in a couple of weeks, and if a 44-year-old can do it, guys, I'm sorry, I'm going to leave the set of unsportsmanlike. I've got to go play.
Aaron, we've seen you do athletic things. It's over. It's never going to happen.
I watched you try to catch
a baseball once.
To the Cleveland Browns, I'm going to go sling the rock a little bit. They could do worse. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, it is two pretty mediocre teams. But it is Ravens-Steelers, and it is for a home playoff game on Sunday night. I think a big issue here, I heard someone say, can't remember who, I was going to call him out. Now I can't remember who. I heard someone say the Ravens are just as good with Tyler Huntley as they would be with Lamar. No.
That's absolute insanity.
If Lamar can play on Sunday night, you got to play Lamar. But you need to lean into Derrick Henry being the focal point of what you're doing.
Well, that's fine. We can have a conversation about the way that the game plan is and where you need to make things a little bit easier on your quarterback who has struggled with his health problems this season. So, yes, when you're having a quarterback who is injured come into a game and start for you, no matter how many MVPs he's won, let's go ahead and give him a little help with that magnificent running game that you have. And that seems to have been a struggle with the game plan this season with Harbaugh, and I do think that coaching staff deserves the criticism from that. But the idea that you don't start Lamar if Lamar is good to go is absolute lunacy.
He's not going to be like perfect, and neither is TJ Watt, but I think both of those guys, if I had to guess, and right now it's Thursday morning, and so we got a ways to go to get to Sunday night, I think both of them are going to play. Which one do you think is liable to have the most impact on the game? One has had three injuries. The other has had a collapsed lung. Right. These guys are tough. I don't know that either one of them is going to be deciding ultimately who goes and wins. Baltimore ran for 300 yards last week. I would try to continue that against Pittsburgh. A Pittsburgh defense that's more vulnerable than people realize, I think, to the run. All right, we are under 3 hours away from kickoff. College football quarterfinals continue today. Which of the underdogs, Amber, has the best chance to win? Don't answer yet. We will get to it next on Sportsmanlike. I'm Aaron Goldhammer with Amber Wilson. We're in for Evan, Canty, and Michelle. We're on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Hey, this is Rich Eisen. We hope you're enjoying your New Year's holiday break. We return Friday to react to all the college football playoff quarterfinal games, get you set for Week 18, and NFL insider Tom Pelissero. That's on Friday's edition of the Rich Eisen Show on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, and ESPN Radio. Rich Eisen here. Hiring for your small business can feel like a full-time job, but LinkedIn Jobs AI Assistant takes the heavy lifting out of it. It filters applicants based on the criteria you set and suggests 25 great fit candidates daily so you can invite them to apply and keep things moving. Hire right the first time. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen, then promote it to use LinkedIn Jobs' new AI Assistant, making it easier and faster to find top candidates. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Empower. Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Brand new players get a 100% profit boost just for downloading the Bet Saracen app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Make your yard the envy of the neighborhood with top quality equipment from Cabot Outdoors. Right now, purchase a Hustler Fast Track Series mower and receive a free pressure washer. An unbeatable bonus of up to $799. But hurry to get an extra $500 off. Supplies are limited. The Hustler Fast Track delivers precision, comfort, and durability for homeowners who demand more. Stop by Cabot Outdoors, 901 South Pine Street in Cabot, or take a look on Facebook.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at radiodirect.com/privacy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Text help for help. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications that are all over the news, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelfy. And if you qualify, you can get medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1s at 80 to 90% savings without insurance. All 100% online.
Wait, I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No long wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelfy can provide semaglutide and tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, for 80 to 90% less and ship direct to your door.
Amazing. How do I get started?
Just send them a text.
Text PRIME to 797979 to get started today with Zelfy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic for 80 to 90% less, 100% online. Don't wait. Text PRIME to 797979 right now for your exclusive offer. Text PRIME to 797979. That's PRIME to 797979.
These statements and products have not been evaluated or approved by the FDA.
FDA for weight loss.
When Seguin's making a play, Short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Shelter Agent Sam Eklund in Star City for a free personal protection review.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part? It's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
Chef and Acre for the Zone. Coming up on Friday, we are taking the show on the road, and it's going to be a good time. You heard us talking about Flyway Brewing and what's on tap in the Zone every weekday on what you should be watching. We're going to find out what you should be eating and drinking at the brand new Flyway location out in Breckenridge Village. We'll also be joined by Clint Sterner, thanks to our friends at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, The Big Lot, Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and we will have much, much more as we finish up our year in review. It's all in the Zone coming up on Friday from Flyway Brewing in Breckenridge Village, where sports and entertainment together.
So good.
This is Unsportsmanlike. The quarterfinals of the college football playoff continues today. First, it's Oregon versus Texas Tech, followed by Alabama, Indiana, and then Ole Miss faces Georgia.
Touchdown! Continues on the mountaintop.
The College Football Playoff quarterfinals on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
2.5 hours away, kickoff, Oregon, Texas Tech. It is the Capital One Orange Bowl. Oregon, a 2.5-point favorite. 4 o'clock, ESPN Radio, ESPN. Rose Bowl, presented by Prudential. Alabama takes on number one Indiana. And then 8 o'clock tonight, ESPN, ESPN Radio. College football playoff quarterfinal at the All-State Sugar Bowl between Ole Miss and Georgia. Indiana, a 7-point favorite. Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite. Are we giving the underdogs any chance? Unsportsmanlike is on ESPN Radio. We're on the ESPN app. We're on SiriusXM Channel 80. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. She is Amber Wilson. We're in for Evan Canty and Michelle. Do you give the underdogs a shot, Amber, today?
I mean, how could you not after what we saw just last night? Obviously, you're going to give the underdogs a shot. Frankly, in all three of these games, I can make an argument for the underdog. Now, I'm not expecting all three of these games to be upsets. If I have to choose one, Aaron, that I think is the most likely upset, I might actually choose the team going up against the best team in the country, going up against the Heisman Trophy winner. And that team, of course, being the Alabama Crimson Tide. Speaking of the SEC, Aaron Goldhammer, Indiana is 0-4 all-time in bowl games against SEC opponents.
Of course, they're Indiana. This isn't your grandfather's. This isn't Phillip Rivers' Indiana team.
That is true. They are carrying a 7-game losing streak in the postseason into their second playoff appearance because we do know what happened last season to them. And we're also talking about with Indiana, yes, this is the first time Indiana's in this situation, right? And this is a new Indiana team. And obviously, Mendoza's unbelievable and all of those things. But let's not forget how good Kalen DeBoer is against AP top-ranked teams in his career. And let's not forget how good Alabama is in terms of its talent level. So although Alabama should be an underdog in this game, that's fair. They've earned that. I do think Alabama has a real shot here against Indiana.
I think the game with the potential upset, I like how Ole Miss is playing right now, Amber. And I like the fact that they can rally around goodbye Lane Kiffin. If that's losing a quarterback, if that's losing a big defensive tackle, then I think it affects your team. What did Lane Kiffin do for them on game day that should affect the spread of this game necessarily? All the other assistants are there. And I think Pete Golding will do a fine job. I think Ole Miss is as talented as Georgia. I think they have a better quarterback than Georgia does, frankly, Amber. And I understand why Georgia's favored, but I've always had this sneaking suspicion that while everybody counts Ole Miss out because their coach stabbed them in the back and went to LSU, that was somehow going to be a rallying cry for Trinidad Chambliss and company. Ole Miss has been one of the best teams in the country, Amber, all year, and I think they could win the Sugar Bowl outright tonight. Do you think I'm crazy?
I don't think you're crazy, because I do think that the emotions factor into this. And you're right. I guess Ole Miss has that emotional component that it's really, really hard to analyze. But if we are analyzing what we can in terms of football, it's a very different Georgia team than it was earlier in the season. And that's why I don't love this pick from you, because we're talking about a Georgia team that through the first half of the season, they were allowing almost 20 points per game in their first 9 games of the season. They've held each of their past 4 opponents to 10 or fewer points. This is a stifling defense for the Georgia Bulldogs, and that's what Ole Miss is up against. Ole Miss blew that 9-point lead in the fourth quarter, lost by UGA the last time we saw these two teams play, and UGA is even better since that game. And yes, that game, of course, was coached by Lane Kiffin. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's just not where I would put my money.
I know the rosters are different. Georgia went to Ole Miss and got their butts kicked last year. So I just would keep that in mind if you think that the physicality and the line of scrimmage and all of that for Georgia is going to be a big difference in the game. Alabama is coming off a nice win over Oklahoma. I think this is a totally different animal, though, to play Indiana, who wasn't just the best team in the Big Ten. I think they showed by beating Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, they deserve the number one overall seed. They're the only undefeated team left. And while everybody makes a big deal about Fernando Mendoza, where Kurt Cignetti really changed this team is that they could play real defense, Amber. I think the best defense on the field today is Indiana's defense and not Georgia's defense in the Sugar Bowl and not Texas Tech's defense in the Orange Bowl. I think they're actually going to get a good defensive performance to really carry them. And I think they're only going to need about 15 points to beat Ty Simpson and Alabama today.
If we were talking about the Georgia before the last few games, I would agree with you. But nevertheless, let's stick to Indiana for a second. You're right. It's an excellent team. It's that whole undefeated part of the conversation, though, that makes me a little bit nervous. Look what we saw from Ohio State yesterday against Miami. And no, not the same teams, not the same situations. But I think what we did see is that if you're not tested enough during the regular season, and if you don't find yourself down big, and if you don't have to climb back from the adversity, Indiana has been arguably the best team all season long. They have the undisputed Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, Diego Pavia didn't do himself any favors in his bowl game. If you're Indiana, you're in that situation. Are you feeling yourself a little bit too much? You've gotten some rest. Alabama's certainly not feeling itself too much. It's been tested. It could have been left out of a postseason playoff picture. Didn't finish the season exactly how it wanted. So Alabama's on a different trajectory right now than Indiana. I know it sounds crazy to say because we're talking about Indiana. You know, like, how can we have the conversation that Indiana is feeling itself too much? It's Indiana. But the reality is they've been at the top of these rankings throughout most of the season, and they do have the best quarterback in the game. And so could that trip them up when you're talking about this stage against that team and if they find themselves down early?
You know, it's interesting to see how Texas Tech plays, and then that might affect my pick for the next two games. Because these bye teams, Amber, are 0-5 now in the 2 years of the college football playoff. Now, I get it. Last year, yeah, there was Oregon, but there was also Boise and Arizona State that weren't real. You know, the bye system was a mess the first year. They fixed that this year, so now really the 4 best teams got the byes. That being said, not playing for a month is obviously having an impact on these teams.
Well, maybe. It certainly did last season. I don't know if it really had an impact on Ohio State or if that was more about Miami last season.
Well, I think that how Texas Tech plays is going to tell us a little bit. Kurt Cignetti has raised some red flags about how his Indiana team has been practicing. And I do think momentum is a thing, Amber, in sports. And to me, you know, if I was Indiana, I would have wanted to play the next week after you beat Ohio State. You know, I understand they got Omar Cooper healthy.
Right.
But you kind of want to carry that magic, the biggest win in program history, getting a hat and a t-shirt for a Big Ten championship. I'd want to carry that in. Well, now you've had Fernando Mendoza on the, speaking of Diego Pavia, he's been on the banquet circuit over the course of the last month. Think about it. You've gone through finals. You've gone through Christmas. You've gone through winning the Heisman Trophy. And now all of a sudden, like you put the screech on and you got to turn around and play now your next biggest game of the season at an iconic site. I'm interested to see how Indiana handles all of that. Right. I think they're a better team than Alabama is.
It's the iconic site part that I think is problematic, and I don't know how you fix that. These bowls make a whole lot of money. They have a whole lot of tradition. But the reality is this would be a different conversation if you and I were talking about the number one team in the country hosting the game, and it feels like they should have the opportunity to do that. Or if we're talking about Oregon hosting the game out there in the Pacific Northwest as opposed to, you know, in Miami, Florida, where this Orange Bowl game is, right? And so should the top four teams in the country get the advantage of having a home playoff game, which right now is something they miss out on from a financial perspective and from a competitive perspective? It's weird, and maybe that is more of a factor than even the rest aspect of this.
Yeah, well, I the other point here, you talked about the home games, okay? Very weird in Eugene this morning, where right now it is, what, 6:41 in the morning. If you're in Eugene, if you're in Portland, if you're an Oregon alum, if you're on the West Coast, okay? This game is going to start at 9 a.m. on New Year's morning, Amber, when probably many Oregon fans aren't out of bed yet, you know, after a night of partying to celebrate 2026, and they're playing Texas Tech. Like, that's not a stereotypical Orange Bowl matchup, but because we have to have an Orange Bowl game and call it the Orange Bowl,
right,
the whole thing just feels so strange. You know, congrats to the Cotton Bowl champion, Miami Hurricanes, but do you think the big thing is they made the semifinals, or do you think they're going to cherish their Cotton Bowl trophy?
Right. Well, no, the big thing's obviously that they made it to the semifinals. I mean, is that so true? We're talking about the Rose Bowl with Indiana, because Indiana even playing in a Rose Bowl period has a certain
There'll be roses. There'll be roses. They'll have roses in their mouths if they win. Whoever
right.
wins this game is going to do that. But it's just a stereotypical traditional thing. I don't know that it means the same as it used to when the Rose Bowl could be for the national championship. You know,
right.
I think that's on a little bit of a different level. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Dr. Pepper, call in line. John in Ohio is on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. Hey, John.
Hey, yeah, I got to agree with you on the Ole Miss. I wouldn't even call it an upset. I think they're going to play with absolute fire on their back. I'm a Buckeye fan. I'm on a group thread, me and my two buddies, right? And I said as soon as Kiffin went to LSU, I do not want to play Ole Miss in the CFB.
Well, you
absolutely
got your wish.
Not. That's my take, boys.
you got your wish. Thank you. And Amber, boys and Amber.
Boys and me. Yeah. Liz, do you think it's an advantage or a disadvantage that these two teams are so familiar with each other? Because this is the SEC matchup that we get, obviously. We got them facing each other in the regular season as well. Sure, Kiffin was the coach there, but like you said, the entire staff was in place otherwise.
Well, I think it's an advantage for Ole Miss that they have familiarity with Georgia. They know what it's like to face them, and in fact, many of the guys that are playing on Ole Miss's team beat them last year 28-10. They didn't just beat them, they dominated them in Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
that was in Oxford.
Yeah,
very
it gives
different.
It's not like this game is in Athens, though.
No, it's not. And listen, maybe if Georgia was doing this between the hedges, maybe you'd feel less confident about the upset.
Yeah, right. Do you think there'll be more Georgia fans or Ole Miss fans? I'm sure Georgia fans, right? We'll probably
there will be more Georgia fans, but it'll be well represented on both sides.
Okay, and they get it in New Orleans, which is a good neutral site for those two. The
mm-hmm.
the neutral site of Miami for Texas Tech and Oregon is is a
rough. That's rough.
888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to Charleston, where Bill is standing by on this New Year's morning. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year.
You know, about the college games, which, you know, I'm really enjoying them so far, and I'm a kind of a Miami fan this particular year because of financial reasons. But, you know, the contention I make, and I was wondering if you guys agree with this, everybody points out maybe the disadvantage of having that extra week of being off and the rust and everything else. But my contention is, and then last night was a perfect example, you know, is the jitter aspect and the big stage. Because, you know, these aren't NFL players. These are 18, 19-year-old kids, and And they've never, regardless of what level, even teams that have played each other, Mississippi or Georgia, have played on a stage this large.
Yeah.
And in a lot of these games, you'll see the jitters coming out. And, you know, again, if that game would have been six quarters last night, Ohio State probably would have won it. But it just the way they play from the first quarter on, in many cases, I think that extra week makes a difference.
I appreciate the call. I think what Amber said is right. I think Miami's a better team than Ohio State. Nobody wants to admit it because it's Ohio State and it goes against conventional wisdom. Keontae Scott's 72-yard interception return for a touchdown is this week's Good Hands Moment of the Week. It's brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Unsportsmanlike Moments of the Day are next. I'm Aaron Goldhammer, Amber Wilson. This is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The quarterfinals of the college football playoff continues today. First, it's Oregon versus Texas Tech, followed by Alabama, Indiana, and then Ole Miss faces Georgia.
Touchdown! The magic continues on the mountaintop.
The college football playoff quarterfinals on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
Stop and shop at our Conway and Little Rock showrooms. That's Hawks Homes. Has been serving Central Arkansas since 1986. Is Arkansas's number one sales dealer. Volume purchasing power enables us to offer our customers the best prices on the highest quality homes. See the world's largest double-wide and single-wide homes, triple-wide homes, and even a quad. You dream it, and we'll build it for you. We're the only manufacturer and modular dealer that can build your custom home from your plans. Check them out online at hawkshomes.net.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Don't miss the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show Sunday, January 18th at the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. VIP tickets are available now and include bride t-shirt, tote, swag, custom labels, reserved seating, and early entry into the event. A limited amount of these special tickets are on sale now at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
Ready for action? Your Little Rock Trojans are turning up the heat. Be there when the Trojans take the floor at the Jack Stevens Center on January 3rd as the women take on Tennessee State at 1 and the men at 3. Every play, every shot. It's the hottest game in town. Get tickets today. Single game tickets and multi-game ticket packs are available at LRTrojans.com. Don't miss out on the action. Get your tickets now at LRTrojans.com.
Celebrate the opening of Flyway Brewing's new Breckenridge Village location with The Zone broadcasting on location this Friday on 103.7 The Buzz.
Saturday on ABC and ESPN, also streaming on the ESPN app.
Our experts, your calls. 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
We are coming down to 2 hours until three more college football playoff quarterfinals. I'm sorry, my family, I'm not going to be available to hang out with any of you on this New Year's Day. I'm going to be watching Oregon, Texas Tech. I'm going to be listening on ESPN Radio, Indiana, Alabama, all the games on ESPN TV and on ESPN Radio. And then tonight, I'm not going to bed early. I'm waiting up for Ole Miss and Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl. I'm Eric Goldhammer with Amber Wilson. We're in for Evan, Canty, and Michelle. We are on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Amber, a couple of just quick programming notes. You are continuing at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
I am.
Because the college football campus tour, this is quarterfinal day. The campus tour has to get underway with you and Jonathan Zaslow. So you will keep it rolling with preview as we get ready for first the Orange Bowl and then the Rose Bowl and then the Sugar Bowl. Are you guys traveling? Are you taking old Bessie or what do you call that?
The old girl, Aaron Goldhammer.
The old girl, the camper. Are you going on-site anymore this year?
To be clear, that is our mobile radio studio. And yes, we are. We are in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl next week. So we are taking her back on the road. So we'll have you covered. We'll have you covered for the Fiesta Bowl and the Peach Bowl, but we will be there in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl on location live. And then we will be there for the national championship down in Miami as well.
Jeez, you guys talk about some of the biggest college football analysts there are. Make room on the game day set for
Seriously.
Amber Wilson and Jonathan Zaslow.
Heather Dinich. It's Paul, it's, you know, Kirk Herbstreit, and then it's Amber Wilson and Jonathan Zaslow.
Fran is in Massapequa and joins us this morning on Unsportsmanlike. Happy New Year, Fran.
Happy New Year to you guys. Long Island here. It's a pleasure. I love college football, but we ain't got none. I know we got 140 pro teams, you know what I mean, in New York. But we just never had any dominant college. And I see... You know, I watch, like, the games on TV, say, Michigan. Oh, you know, any one of these games, 100,000 fans. I mean, we got Hofstra University. And I honestly, if you guys offered me $1,000, I couldn't tell you their nickname. It's just, you know, and I don't mean to be, you know, I'm not belittling any, you know, the small colleges we have. It's just that how does New York not have a monster college team? Is it because of the pro teams?
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
Yes,
now, hold on real quick. My point was Miami... Make the trophy. The last two wins, they look like a pro team.
Amber, in particular, and thank you for the call, Fran. They do, in particular, on the line of scrimmage. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Amber, I think Hofstra, by the way, do you know the Hofstra mascot?
I know where Hofstra is. Oh, no, I feel like I should know this, though.
The Pride? Is that right? The pride of Hofstra University?
There you go. Good
there
job.
There it is. If you had to pick a team to win the title, would you take Miami right now?
No. I think that that's maybe living in the moment a little bit too much. But I was really impressed with what they did last night and also really impressed with what they did at Texas A&M in one of the hardest environments to play in college football. And you're right. What they did was control the line of scrimmage. And what they did was be better than the other team in the trenches. And typically that is a winning formula. And I do think right now it feels like Miami has the best O-line and the best D-line in the country. The way that we were able to rely on their run game last night also, they weren't forcing Carson Beck to have to be perfect. And that's also why he ends up being pretty flawless and perfect, because he's not forced into those situations where he feels the need, and then you end up with the Carson Beck mistakes. It happens every once in a while. It happens to the best quarterbacks in the game. You didn't have that last night because their run game was also so effective. It took the pressure off of him. It was surprising how effective they were, frankly, being able to run against that Ohio State D-line. But Miami had the game plan and they were able to execute it last night. I'm not taking anything away from what they did, but would they be my pick all of a sudden to win the Natty coming off of last night? It's not the craziest thing I've ever heard. I think finally people have woken up to this Hurricanes team, but no, I'm not gonna go there quite yet.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it develops from here, because, you know, at some point they're gonna really need their quarterback, like really, really need their quarterback, I would think, in any championship run. Amber, the Orange Bowl is the first game today, and we got in a debate earlier, and I'm curious, is, you know, something that might qualify like
is this about
sportsman like moment of the day.
Is this about fruit instead of football?
It is about fruit. So when you go to the Orange Bowl, people say those oranges are the best oranges. Like they pick the best oranges of the whole year. Capital One Orange Bowl, they put them in a Capital One bowl and eat the oranges. I think oranges are top five. Now, yeah. There was an argument that Banana should be number one. Banana is portable and versatile and always fine.
And but excellent. And it can be filling, and it's a vehicle for things. Like, a banana with peanut butter on it is undefeated.
Banana's the perfect fruit. It's a perfect fruit.
Are you ever like, wow, this is the best banana I've ever had?
Yes.
No, bananas are almost the same. Aren't
no,
they?
That is so like, wrong.
Hold on, there's I'm not putting down
you
bananas.
You can see it visually whether they're the same or not.
That's true.
Dole or Chiquita would make a fine banana. I go to Florida and get the oranges in Florida because they are so good. That's what made the Orange Bowl the Orange Bowl.
I think there's probably a difference in bananas. There's certainly a difference in the ripeness of bananas. And then there are different types of bananas. And where do you put plantains on the list? Banana is an excellent fruit.
Plantains? Plantains don't make the top five.
I don't know about that.
When there's a potassium bowl, you're going to be sorry.
Where would the banana bowl be? There's a banana boat, but there's no banana bowl. Amber continues, and the College Tailgate Show is next. I'm Aaron Goldhammer. This has been on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Out on the course, they're the PGA Tour's best players. But in the arena, they're prime time. And season two of TGO, presented by SoFi, is back with lights, cameras, action. We're talking big moments, big personalities, big names in the stands, all on the big screen. Big time matchups with shot clocks, hammer drops, timeouts, overtime, and playoffs. It's city versus city, squad versus squad. This sport just hits different under the lights. It's TGO, presented by SoFi. Keep up. It's golf. Tune in to every match. Only on ESPN.
Hey, fans! Welcome back to Fansville's Cheers and Tears. Oh. Okay, so like everybody deals with losing, right? To a rival on a last-second field goal. Whatever, it's fine. I'm totally fine. But I cope with losing with an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Those 23 flavors are like so delicious. They totally wash away the pain of your college football team taking a big fat L. College football. It's a pepper thing.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holtz and Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Well, Bass, game's almost over. I hope you got those bets in on the Oakland Sports app.
You know, Roger, this Oakland Sports betting app might actually make watching games with you bearable.
That's big talk coming from a guy who's about to pick up the tab. But I hear you. With this app, we can bet on all the games this season with so many options.
And after they kick this field goal, it'll be you picking up the tab.
Nah, he's going to miss.
It's good!
That's bad.
Bet all season long with Oakland Sports, Arkansas's best sports betting app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A happy place comes in many colors. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with CertaPro Painters. Get started today at CertaPro.com. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at CertaPro.com.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems that can keep you up at night, like snoring, aches and pains, or sleeping hot. Our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now at Mattress Firm, save up to $700, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy Posturepedic mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we...